We've been talking about the hands. We need to have clean hands, trained hands, working hands. And today we're talking about the diligent hand. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. A diligent hand is a working hand, but it's a little bit more than just a working hand. The word diligent, as it is used in the text, means to be sharp or focused. To be sharp or focused. So it simply means intelligent and focused work. So it's not just any kind of work of our hands that rules, but intelligent and focused work. And God wants us to work with intelligence. That means that we have to think through what we do, that the work of our hand is not just manual labor, but intelligent labor. It's labor that is mindful, that is well considered, that is appropriate, that offers solutions that are well tailored. And so God blesses the diligent hand. A diligent hand is also a joyful hand. That simply means somebody who uses their hand or works with intelligence, with focus, but is also joyful. In other words, you enjoy what you do. You don't hate what you do. You don't detest what you do. It is that hand that the Bible says will rule. I want you to see the contrast that the passage makes about these two. The diligent hand will rule, and then it says the lazy man will be put to forced labor. So the scripture simply says one hand rules, the other one is put to forced labor. The word rule there means to have dominion, to be on top, to be in control, to be in charge. If a person is intelligent and focused in the work of their hand, they will be in charge. They will be on top. They will become the captain. They will become leaders. But if a person is lazy, or his hand is lazy, doesn't focus his work and is not diligent, then they will be forced to work. Now, look at the contrast. One enjoys his work. The other is forced to work. So laziness, or not being focused with our work, makes us just employed to do things we hate to do. If you want to enjoy your life, then the Bible says your hand must be diligent. You must be committed to work intelligently, focused, so that you don't wake up in the morning doing something you hate for 8 hours or 9 hours. You must wake up in the morning, go to work, and do something you love doing. And that hand is the diligent hand. So when you find what God wants you to do, when you find God's purpose for your life, ask Him to help your hands to be diligent at it. That when you are committed to something, you are committed to it intelligently. When you're committed to something, you focus your energy in it. When you're committed to something, you love doing what you're doing. And you ask God to give you something that you really love doing. Not something that you hate, but have to simply do because it gives you a living wage. May the Lord bless your hand with diligence. And may He give you the ability to work with diligence, with focus, with intelligence, so that you will emerge the head and not the tail. Truly in the position that God has given to you. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, help me to be diligent in my work. I commit to joyfully do what you have called me to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll be with you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterville. Shalom, peace, and life to you.